If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Ozzy Osbourne passed away, 76 years of age today. So we're celebrating all day today on The Rock. By the way, we've already played half of an Ozzy interview we did back in 2007.
Again, we could not get our hands on it, but an astute listener of ours, Adrian, I don't know what magic he worked, but he found it, dug it up, and sent it to us.
So keep in mind, if you're joining us now and you want to hear the whole thing, obviously the Odyssey app has all the podcasts and everything else. So check that out if you want to hear the thing in full. Again, as we said before we started this thing, we are hearing it for the first time since we did the interview.
Since 2007, that's correct.
There's a chance that we might have to dump out of this based on language and other things that we know that happened. Not sure which time they happened, but if for some reason...
It happened at least once. Mike was on it. And it was early in the interview. Ozzy just came out fine.
Well, there's other conversations I remember that are...
Some words that were that acceptable dumped, back then.
I'll be dead honest. I might have missed one on that original one.
Well, it's hard enough to even understand if he is cussing half the time.
Yeah, right. That's the problem.
Right. So,
and to answer those questions, this is Miles Thrill and Ted here doing this. I know there's a lot of people like, who's interviewing Ozzy in here? It's like, it's these
mostly
guys.
Look, man, 17 years of smoking.
Well, 17 years of anything, your voice is going to change as you get older.
That is exactly what happened.
Right. Yeah.
But it is funny to listen to. The only person who sounds the same is Ted, who doesn't smoke. So,
Smokes a weed. We continue on as much as we can with the interview with Ozzy Osbourne, so roll it, I guess.
How about the Beckhams when they moved to L.A.? Did they call you up for David Beckham and Paul?
I went to their house in England for the English World Cup or European Cup team.
Oh, right.
I only played one game and lost.
That was the last game.
But he's a nice... He kept sending me football boots before I'd met him, and I said to him...
I'm not Rod Stewart.
No, he goes, I said to him, why do you keep sending me football boots? He goes, well, I didn't know what else to send you. okay. So if you ever need a pair, give me a call.
Ozzy, word on the street is, we don't know if this is true or not, but last year on Ozfest, someone told us, we know who it was, Ted, that Zakk Wylde... never changed his kilt, and I guess the entire tour.
Or shower.
That's for one tour.
Is that true?
I did a show with him when I was at the Sabbath reunion, and he had Black Label Society in Milton Keynes in England. I never saw him for a whole year. And I run into him, and he goes, you know what? I haven't showered since Milton Keynes.
Could you smell him, though?
Oh, I mean, if you open the window here, you could be smell him in town somewhere. I go, why don't you shower? He goes, chicks like it. I said, but you're married. Oh, yeah. Well, it was that bad. When you made a telephone call to him, you could smell him.
Yeah. I was going to say, we had him in, and you could smell him then.
When he gets well and truly crutch ripe.
What is it with the man? Does he just always kind of smell?
I mean, well, he's Zakk, you know. Zach's just great, you know. I mean, he's cheap to have on the tour because it doesn't cost you nothing to keep him clean, you know.
He probably takes one duffel bag and he's off.
He gets all his roadies to piss on him when he wants to show.
I mean, it's his roots. He's from Jersey.
When I used to go out there and get messed up all the time, what would make me feel a little bit human the next day was a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'd go, I'll feel dead, shower, and it would like spark me up for a few minutes, you know.
What are you surprised that, you know, you've been playing with Zakk for over 20 years now, I want to say. I mean, that's a long time to play with anybody, man. Most bands don't make that long solo.
It's kind of like he goes his way, I go my way. And the fans write and said, why are you doing this? And so, I mean, he's like, I was going to say a son, because if he was my son, I'd throw him in the trough. But he's a good guy, man, underneath all this. He's a really good guy, and he's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
I mean, he can play. He's playing. He's been so good.
out on the road now with Rob Zombie, and in preparation of Ozfest 2008. Rumor is that there could be a Sabbath reunion. Is that still something that's just out there?
Yeah, well, I always get asked the same question, but the truth of the matter is we have tried to do an album, you know, along the way, but I'm kind of gun-shy with it, because when we all broke up and went our own, they fired me and that, and Bill left and whatever, and we've come back together and played them old songs, after all this time, if we don't do an album, way superior, or as, you know, as where we left off, or at the same level, anything lower than that, it's going to be a big, you know.
Right,
so
right.
I'd rather, it's like when you see a sequel to The Godfather, you know.
And you're like, what the hell?
And the last one sucks.
Oh, Godfather 3 is awful.
Godfather 2 is good.
Yeah. 2 is good. 3 sucks, man.
Oh, yeah. And same as Jaws. Have you ever heard of the shark?
Sure. What are they doing in the Caribbean?
I mean,
in 3D.
I've got to tell you something. If I knew there was a great white out there waiting for me to get my ass in the water, I'd move and live on a mountain.
Right.
What do you think?
In Switzerland.
Yeah.
It ain't supplying, then. That's what it's stupid.
What do you think about the Zeppelin reunion? Will they?
I think it's great, but if they... I mean... They were very a monumental band, you know. I mean, John Bonham was one of the finest drummers I ever met. He was a great drummer. I mean, but Jason is his son. He's very, very good himself, you know. But I think that's the closest you're going to get to Zeppelin, having Jason Bonham play them, because his father taught him how to play.
And as you said, 200 million people or something like that trying to get those tickets.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, I don't know, I mean... If they all get on and click it together, I've met them all over the years, and I don't know. Do you
think they'll have the same sound as, like you just said, like Jaws 4, Jaws 5? Can they come out and sound like Led Zeppelin after not playing for that long? And we know that Page of Plan.
Well, I know that's the whole problem with Sabbath. You know, it's like We've all changed bodily, physically, and mentally. You know, we're not the crazy bunch of guys. I was with Jimmy Page a short while ago, and he's clean, sober, and everything. You know.
Well, that's how you wrote this album, and to me,
I mean, I didn't write it on my own. I just kind of worked it out with the band, and Zach came up with all the riffs.
But I tell you what, as far as the sound of the album, it's one of the best Ozzy sounds. Yeah, man. I mean, it just rips.
I keep hearing people going, oh, Pro Tool is no good for... Well, you better explain to the people out there what Pro Tool is.
It's an electronic editing device where you go in and you can loop stuff and everything else.
The guitar should be done on analog. I just, you know, I mean, but how you can make a Pro Tool sound like analog.
Right, right.
And so I just said, screw that. I mean, I did it in a room not much bigger than this.
So did the band play together? Was everything recorded?
Oh, yeah.
So you, I mean...
I've got a drum room. Most guitar work is done in the control room now.
Yeah, I would
have... The amp stack's in another room.
I would have to think vocally it's much easier to do your stuff when the band is there.
I mean, in the old days, when they used to go, oh... We got to do an edit, and that was like the rest of the day. After you get stuck in the bar, you know? it's weird when the guy goes, "We just got to do this edit, click, click, and it's done." You know?
Sure.
It's like 2 seconds. I mean, it's a bit of a bummer.
any surprises for the show Thursday night? This tour is you and Rob Zombie. Have you got anything different planned?
It's some of the stuff you've heard on the Ozfest, but some of the songs that I haven't played. Like I believe I'm doing Fire in the Sky off No Rest for the Wicked, but I don't want to tell you too much.
Right, exactly, sure.
You gotta go. But there.
I mean, I can't come off the Ozfest and do exactly the same show.
Sure. How hard is it for you to get up there and your songs just rip through one after another? How tiring is that to get up
set? I try and work out, but the saying that there's nothing like a gig. It's not you can run the marathon, but you go and do a gig. The next morning you wake up, you think you left your.
I mean, do you ever look at Zach and say, "I need about a 10-minute guitar solo"?
I have done that in the bar.
You know, I just need to go use the bathroom real quick. Could you play a little bit longer?
You know, my wife eventually got me to go for singing lessons because, although I was singing, okay, sometimes. My voice would go out all the time. And this guy told me some techniques to save my voice. Like, for instance, don't go through every track, song one after the other. Let your voice cool down. Take your time. When you're ready, go back on, you know.
Is it interesting to be at that point in your career where it's all awards? I know you got a star. What? You got the VH1 Rock Honors, I guess. You played that, saw that with, I believe it was Hart, Alice in Chains in Las Vegas, the VH1 Rock Honors. You guys came out and closed the show. You and Zach Wilde.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not get a star, too, in your hometown?
In Birmingham, and I got one in a... That's kind of... I mean, the one in Birmingham...
Do you see, like, old relatives and people you knew?
Oh, yeah. Can I have that $5? You bought it off me? But, you know, I mean, it's like... Everybody goes, oh, I know you. And I go, yeah, from where?
Kindergarten.
Right. I go, I've never seen you before, you know.
Okay.
But, that one in Birmingham, the only thing, I wish my mum and dad had been alive to see.
Yeah, I bet they would have been proud of that. Yeah. And it's kind of cool to go, just to know you've come so far from home.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Back home, you know what I mean?
I said to Sharon just the other day, I said, Christopher, what am I doing, a film of my life, a movie? And I said to Sharon, well, are they still going to do it? She said, when you do your autobiography. But I don't want to do my autobiography yet, because I'm not done, you know.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, how hard is it to go back and remember that stuff?
Sorry?
How hard is it to go back and remember everything?
I mean, when people go up to me now, hey, when you're too remotely crude, did you really snort a line of answer? It's very possible. Well, I don't go, October the 8th, 1979, I remember that.
Well, if you're with Motley Crue, you probably snorted something, that's for sure.
Yeah. Ozzy, oh, that was a while, too.
I bet it was. They were pretty crazy. Ozzy, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely.
I had a lot of fun.
Ozzy and Rob Zombie, Thursday night Key Arena, by the way. Ozzy, just so you know, because of your tickets with Rob Zombie, we collected 38,000 pounds of food for the hungry in the Pacific Northwest.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, and you know. So, thank you. We appreciate that. We'll take a break, and headlines coming up.
Wow.
Damn. God, it's a long time ago, man.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to hear an interview for the first time in my mind.
Yeah, I don't.
That's serious.
I don't remember any of it. You don't remember the questions. You don't remember his responses. And it's weird because Ozzy's at the level that Ozzy was at. The only thing I really remember is him physically being in the studio and just sitting there going, "Jesus Christ, dude, we're talking to Ozzy freaking Osbourne."
Well, we thought we were going to have him for like 8 minutes. I know that because that was the allotted time, and he stayed for 23 minutes. So again, the entire interview, we just played a segment of it, will be on the Odyssey app. If you download our podcast, mm-hmm. You can listen to the whole thing. But I was just sitting back laughing on that. That was fun to listen to.
It was. It kind of enjoyable.
Like a fly on the wall. You know what I mean?
Even though we did it. Like, I have no record. You know, it's like when you get blackout drunk and then someone shows you a video of something you did. You
go, ooh, but most of the time,
obviously that's me, but I don't remember any of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was
none
much more positive. Man, no. I swear to God. And it's,
not you either, Miles? You did most of the interview.
Not really. No.
All right.
But we interviewed him twice. So, like, the next time we interviewed him,
he had
written an autobiography.
Yeah.
Correct.
And he had written a book. And I read it before he came in because I was going somewhere, and it was in the airport at the bookstore. And I was like, I should read this.
I should read this, yeah.
And, that was the time we were talking about his just amazement with how New York pizza changed his life.
It absolutely changed his life. That's not a joke.
And that was one of the chapters in the book was him just talking about the fact that, you know, he never had pizza before. And so he gained like 20, 25 pounds in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When he was in New York just shoveling pizza down his throat. He couldn't stop. He was eating it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, so it was the greatest thing he'd ever had in his life.
He couldn't get enough of it. So I know I remember some of that interview, but I don't remember most of the first one, I guess.
All right.
No.
Yeah. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, that was cool to hear, man.
Okay.
I'm glad we got to do that.